Stain Gang podcast time, and time to talk to Michael Meacham about Midwestern State men's soccer. The men coming off a pretty good week, shutting out Lubbock Christian at Stain Park in a midweek match, 2-0, and then over the weekend going to Portales and getting a 2-1 victory. And the season finale is coming up Wednesday at 4 o'clock at Stain Park, as St. Mary's will be here, and St. Mary's has clinched the LSC regular season championship, but there's still a lot of importance on that match. Certainly for Midwestern State in terms of the conference, but regionally, that's a huge match coming up here Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And we'll get to all of that, but I do kind of want to review last week and start with the 2-0 win over Lubbock Christian here at Stain Park, and Matty Escobar scoring those two goals. Help him tie the school record now with 58 career goals. It's a remarkable career, and I know we've been effusive with our praise of Metairie on these podcasts for months, but I feel like we should probably address getting to the record.
Yeah, no, it was a huge accomplishment for him and for all his teammates and stuff to be a part of it. And yeah, it's awesome that program being around for as long as it has been, and we're still being able to kind of chip away at records that have been set for years and years.
Where does Metairie fit in terms of Midwestern State's soccer history? Is he a top 11 player?
It's got to be right there at the top. I mean, someone that can score that many goals in that amount of games is really important. It really just kind of shows who he is and what he's been doing. I mean, since he got here, he's scored goals, and he's still scoring goals for us. I mean, his freshman year, he got a hat trick in one of his first starts. So I mean,
I believe that was against Permian Basin.
It was. So, I mean, I think he's gotten two hat tricks against those guys before. Yep. They're unfortunately no longer around. But, yeah, he's been able to continue to get better and better and been able to kind of push for those records and push for trophies and push for individual accolades and all that kind of stuff, which is awesome.
So there's some old guys like me who look at a young player who has that kind of success and says, oh, wouldn't have done it in my era.
Yeah.
He would have played in any era, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, he can play on any team that we've had here since I've been here, and I'm sure he could play on any team that's been here before us. That's the great thing about Midwestern and about the program. I mean, we don't really kind of look at errors and that sort of stuff. It's all just the family. It's all just the program. It's, you know, we all support each other from back in the teams that were here in the 70s and 80s all the way through the early and mid 2000s to right now. I mean, we're all kind of in, all those guys have been very encouraging and had kind words to say about not only him, but the teams that we've had over the last handful of years and the teams that they've been a part of that we've been able to stand on their shoulders to get where we are now. And they've been nothing but complimentary to him.
And that was a big win for you. And I know you've been wanting to get a clean sheet. So
yeah,
to shut out Lubbock Christian, was a nice night for you.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was good for the boys to be able to get the clean sheet and be able to score two goals. Lubbock Christian's a hard team to play against. I mean, they were really compact and kind of their two banks of four and really made it really, really difficult on us at certain times. And we didn't let, like, frustrations or, you know, any kind of bad reaction.
Well, you also made it pretty difficult on them because I don't think they had a shot on goal in the second half of that.
In the second half, no, we challenged them a lot to kind of cut that in half. We gave up two shots in the first half and two shots on goal, which is not good enough. So we challenged them to cut it in half, and they did even better and kind of blanked them on shots on goal, which is huge.
And then you went to Portales, where actually Midwestern State had lost their last two trips to Portales.
Yeah, I'd never won there as a head coach.
Is that right? You hadn't won there as a head coach.
No.
Well, you're a much better coach now because you've got a win at Eastern New Mexico, 2-1, and it was a little scary just kind of watching the game from a great distance because I'm calling a football game, but I've got an eye on the Midwestern State men's soccer team. But a little scary when I saw you fell behind 1-0, but you didn't waste any time getting out in front of the Greyhounds.
Yeah, I mean, it was. We weren't great in the first half. They caused us a lot of problems. They did a really good job of kind of disjoining us and disconnecting us and things like that. And kind of settled down and had a little bit more composure and had a little bit more urgency in what we were going to do. And it started to mean something a little bit more. And we kind of got after it a little bit in the second half.
So this game coming up this week against St. Mary's, and this has kind of become a rivalry. I know we say that a lot.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
You're Midwestern State. There's a lot of big games over the course of a season,
no,
and St. Mary's is one of them.
Low Star is difficult, and the region's hard, and that sort of stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of competitive atmospheres and a lot of competitive matches and that sort of stuff. So this one's no different than any of those.
St. Mary's is a team you played earlier this year in San Antonio in a game that didn't count in the conference standings. You won that game 2-0. Mm-hmm. Is there? Can you take anything from that match into this, the regular season finale?
Just a few, maybe some experiences of how they set up, and maybe some experiences of, you know, their mentality and how they play. But other than that, I mean, this is a conference game. It's still for seeding into the conference tournament, which is important. It's still, like you said, the rivalry.
There's a bye on the line for you, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, we'd like to.
If you can win, you have to have a better result than St. Edward's this weekend.
Correct.
I mean, and then you'll secure the number 2 seed, and correct. That would give you a bye. You would not have to play a quarterfinal match.
Correct. We'd like to do that.
And if that doesn't happen, you're going to be home here Saturday hosting a quarterfinal match.
Correct. We would.
Nothing personal.
We'd love to.
I don't want to see you Saturday.
No, we don't. We don't want to see anybody either. We'd like to get the bye.
That is a motivating factor for you.
Not so much, I guess, motivating. I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, you always want to get the bye when you get an opportunity.
And I know this is a tough question for you to answer, but St. Mary's already has this wrapped up, so there might be an inclination to think they don't have anything to play for. But that's not really true, is it?
No. I mean, both teams have a lot to still play for. I mean, not just, you know, bragging rights and points within the conference and that sort of stuff and kind of getting a foothold in the region.
I was going to say, in the region, it means a lot for St. Mary's.
I think
it means a lot for Midwestern State, too. I don't mean to downplay that.
It means a lot for both. Not just talking about our game. Obviously, our game is extremely important, but there's some teams right below us that are right below 500 that the conference actually wants to. We need to be above 500. So, I mean, the last weekend is really important for all of us to kind of make our strength of schedule better, make our overall conference records better within the region and within the country. So, you know, there's a lot of teams that are right there on the border. If they just get that one more win or that one more point, they're above 500. So it's huge for all of us in a bunch of different factors, which is important.
What's the key to beating St. Mary's?
Consistency, having a good attitude, energy toward the game. You definitely want to, you know, you're going to have to be tough. You're going to have to be, you know, energetic and have a good attitude and all those kinds of little adjectives and those little words, buzzwords that you need. But I mean, you're going to need to be.
What do the Rattlers do well?
Everything. I mean, they score really well. They're really dangerous on restarts. They're good in possession. They're composed going from right to left and left to right. They can get the ball in the channels. They can play off of their nine to be able to link play up. He can drop in and play deeper. Their goalkeeper's made some really big saves. I mean, they've only given up 3 goals in the conference. So, I mean, they're a stingy defensive team. So you're going to have to be able to create chances off of their mistakes, which obviously they don't.
Right.
They don't concede too many.
It sounds like it's going to be tough to impose your will in this match.
I think hopefully for both teams, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to be able to do what you want. But, I mean, this time of year, you it's good that you can still be challenged and still kind of – you know, pick each other apart and kind of dissect each other to see how we can get better in all facets and all phases of the game. And, you know, that's a challenge for our guys. I mean, we were really good there in the first half of the game, and then they were really good in the second half of the game. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a very, very good battle between two good teams.
And it seems like you've pretty well settled Danny Robles as your keeper, and it seems like he's getting better and better with the more playing time he gets.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes for anybody that gets a run of games for that long. I mean, unfortunately, sometimes teams and positions, they don't maybe get that, and individuals don't get that. But obviously, I think he's stepped in when we needed him, and he's kind of raised the level a little bit and made people around him a little bit better and more comfortable, and we're going to continue to see how that goes.
You're healthy for this match with St. Mary's?
I think as healthy as you can be after playing
at the end of the
games,
season, yeah,
16 games and things like that, which is important to still play for to get the bye, to get some guys, you know, a little bit more rest and a little bit more healthy, and be able to do a few more things when it comes a little bit later into the season.
I can't believe we're already talking about the regular season finale on our Stang Gang podcast, but it's coming up Wednesday at 4 o'clock. If you can be there at Stang Park. It will be available for you live on Flow Sports if you can't make it, but we need as many supporters as possible out at Stang Park with St. Mary's coming to town here Wednesday at 4 o'clock, the kickoff for that match. Again, Meech, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate you guys. See you out there on tomorrow.
Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.